The devotee who asked me earlier about the word Prabhu being used as a form of address for women also asked another controversial question, and that is the suggestion in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam that women like to be raped. What does that mean? And then that leads on to another topic, which is should such a statement be edited out of Srila Prabhupada's books or explained, footnoted in some other way? And that for me and others also leads to the last question, which is other controversial statements that Prabhupada makes in his books, what should be done about them? Should they be edited, footnoted, qualified, and so on? Let me just go initially to this quote and clarify that statement, which I've explained before to others, and I'll just repeat how I've explained it and understood it, which I think is similar to the understanding that I've heard from other devotees. The purport is found in the 4th canto, 25th chapter of Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada says, man is always famous for his aggression towards a beautiful woman, and such aggression is sometimes considered rape. Although rape is not legally allowed, it is a fact that a woman likes a man who is very expert at rape. In my mind, and what I've read from Srila Prabhupada, words do not require interpretation when they are both self-evident and also consistent philosophically. Here, Srila Prabhupada's use of the word is not consistent with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada's training, and with him as a person. In other words, the idea that women like to be stalked in an alleyway, physically overcome, pushed to the ground, and forcibly seduced doesn't ring true with anything else that I've heard in scripture or from Srila Prabhupada's lips. Therefore, it requires, the word rape requires some kind of other interpretation other than this direct interpretation which you find in the dictionary. And that indirect interpretation for me basically means that ladies like to be sometimes aggressively seduced by the man who they love, and they voluntarily submit to that as part of the loving exchange between husband and wife. I will argue that that understanding is borne out by the purport of the following verse, in which Srila Prabhupada talks about how once a young girl reaches puberty and she's satisfied by her man, then she will love that person for the rest of her life. Therefore, here the word rape means a type of aggressive loving foreplay between consensual couples, and for Krishna consciousness, consensual means between husband and wife. And that is the also greater context of the story, is that a man, Paranjan, is speaking with this very enchanting lady who's enchanted by him, and he's enchanted by her, and they become husband and wife. So anyway, briefly, that's the explanation of the word rape, which personally I have not had a great problem with as an obstacle to spreading Krishna consciousness. I've heard persons making the argument that with such statements people become turned off in coming to Krishna consciousness, taking Krishna consciousness seriously, and they just forego the whole process because of this very obviously misogynistic statement, apparently misogynistic statement. That has not been my experience. Okay, next point. What about editing this? No, I would not edit this. I've heard of other suggestions, such as putting a footnote in Srila Prabhupada's books, possibly, although that also draws attention to this topic to people who don't necessarily have the question in their mind, and noting less so putting an appendix or in a foreword. These are all possibilities. Probably I favor most the most intrusive and indirect process, which is putting some type of reference that takes a reader, the seriously inquisitive, concerned, or offended reader, to a website where this topic and then other topics of a controversial nature are also answered. However, I don't believe Srila Prabhupada's words should be edited, although I do believe that they can be commented upon. And the reason I don't believe Prabhupada's words should be edited because Srila Prabhupada made many very extremely controversial statements, not only about ladies, but he made controversial statements about scientists, and he made other very general sweeping statements which have possibly much more serious ramifications than this one, which we can call the rape quote. And let me just read another statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, which I think a wider audience may take exception to, although I, for one, have never had any complaint about it or anyone even inquire about it. And this is in the 7th canto, 10th chapter, in a purport where Srila Prabhupada says the following about the duty of the Krishna consciousness movement in regards to killing the demons of the world. Whenever there are references to the avatars, religious principles are established and demons who are against Krishna are killed. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world with two aims: to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to kill all the pretenders who falsely present themselves as avatars. Wow. Anyway, Prabhupada goes on. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement must carry this conviction very carefully within their hearts and kill the demons who, in many tactful ways, vilify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we take shelter of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj, it will be easier to kill the demons who are against Krishna and to thus reestablish Krishna's supremacy. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the original Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is our Guru, and Krishna is our worshipable God. As advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. If we can be successful in getting the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and also that of Nrisimhadeva, our Krishna conscious movement will be extremely successful. These are really inflammatory words, and these aren't the only ones. So, since there are a real broad variety of statements by Srila Prabhupada, I would not be in favor of simply focusing on one which deals with the rape issue. I would consider whether we want to provide some type of forum whereby people can address all of these topics. And because there are many, therefore, footnoting seems very intrusive and really changes the flow of the books. Therefore, if any is required, then I would suggest something like separate writings by books, which could be then posted on the internet. And then, of course, it requires a high degree of sensitivity, because are we meant to qualify everything that people find exception to? Where do you ultimately draw the line? And that's why some people will say, don't draw the line at all, just leave Srila Prabhupada's books as they are. I haven't come to such an absolute conclusion. I want to leave Srila Prabhupada's words as they are. But I could be open to the argument that somehow, somewhere, some kind of explanatory statement should be made, since in the ultimate issue, devotees with their own words are going to make explanatory statements as and when the need arises. Hare Krishna.